on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We're about 20 lines now by the two dots. So the Gemara asks, Ad heichan birkas haziman? So we started speaking a lot about yesterday the concept of Zimun. Now the question is, how far into benching does Zimun go? So Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nivarich, that's what we call Zimun. In other words, just at the beginning part, you know, Rabosai Nivarich, that's what we call Zimun. However, Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazan. Rav Sheshes believes that Zimun actually includes the first bracha of benching. There's actually a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos how to interpret this Gemara, but we'll leave it on the side for now. But he thinks, Rav Sheshes thinks that Zimun goes all the way to the end of the first bracha of benching. So the Gemara says, Neima Ketanoi, maybe this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is really reflected by a different machlokas. The Sani Chad, the one Brisa says, Birkas HaMazon Shnayim Ushlosha, benching could either be two or three brachos, meaning depending on whether you have a Zeman or not. The Sani Idach Shlosha V'Arba. And the other Brisa assumes that benching is three or four brachos, again, depending on whether you have a Zeman. So the Gemara explains, Svarua D'Chulei Alma HaTov V'HaMetiv Lav D'Oraisa Hi. Everyone agrees, which the Gemara will talk about in a second, that the bracha of hatov hametiv is not the oraisa. So then what is the only way to resolve these two brisos? My love, v'hakam miflagei, man de amar shtayim v'shalosh kasavar arazan. The first brisa that says that benching is either two or three brachos, depending on whether you have a zimun, is going to assume, like Rav Sheshes, that the first bracha of benching, what we call hazanah sakol, is actually part of the zimun, which means that you don't say that bracha, according to the pashup shot of the Gemara, if you don't have a zimun, according to Rav Sheshes. However, man de amar shalosh v'arba kasavar anivarich, whereas the other brisa that says three or four, depending on whether you have a Zimun, holds that no, that Zimun really is just what we call Zimun, and it doesn't include the first bracha of benching. So the Gemara says, that's not what the Machlokas is about. Rav Nachman Misaretz Latameh, Rav Sheshes Misaretz Latameh. Each opinion can reinterpret the brisa differently. Namely, Rav Nachman Misaretz Latameh, Dechulei Alma Ad Nivarich. Really, everyone agrees, meaning both brisos agree that benching is just what we call Zimun. It does not also include the first bracha. Man De'amar Shalosh V'Arba Shapir. So the second brisa that says either three or four makes perfect sense. If you have a Zimun, then it's four brachos. If you don't have a Zimun, then it's three brachos, again, not including Hatov Hamitiv. But Uman Domer Shtai Vishalosh, what about the first brisa that says two or three? How do you justify that benching is only two or three brachos if you think that it doesn't include the first bracha? So Amar Lachano, Hacha Bevirkas Poalim Askinan, we're talking about the benching that's recited by people who are working. The Amar Mar, Poseach Bahazan, Vicholel Bone Yerushalayim, Bevirkas Haaretz. This was a Gemara earlier that discussed the fact that workers who are on the clock, who need to get back to their job, can have an abridged version of benching, where basically they say the first bracha, but then the other two brachos are kind of subsumed into one bracha. So in other words, you can argue that that brisa that says that benching is either two or three brachos is talking about a person who has to get back to work. So that's all according to
Interesting, though, your obligation to your employer.
Yeah, correct.
Trumps your obligation.
It does. Yeah.
God.
Well, it doesn't trump your obligation to praise God. It shortens or it truncates. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Then the Gemara says Rav Sheshes Misaretz Latameh. So Rav Sheshes had a different way of interpreting these brisos. Dechulei Alma Ad Hazan. Again, everyone agrees. According to Rav Sheshes, everyone agrees that really Zimun goes to the end of the first bracha. So the question is, how do you justify the two brisos? So Manda Amar Shtayim V'Shalosh Shaper. The first brisa that says two or three again makes sense because according to him, the first bracha is not part of the Zimun. But Manda Amar Shalosh V'Arba Kasavar Hatov V'Amitiv De'oraisahi. It must be that the second brisa that says three or four must disagree with what we hold lahalacha and must assume that the bracha of Hatov V'Amitiv is De'oraisa. Now we obviously, as we'll see in a second, don't paskin that way, but that is how Rav Sheshes would potentially interpret the brisa. So the Gemara now tries to prove that Hatov V'Amitiv is actually not De'oraisa. Amar Rav Yosef, Teida da Hatov V'Amitiv Lav De'oraisa. I'll prove to you that Hatov V'Amitiv is not De'oraisa. Shaharei Po'alim Okrimosa. The very fact that a person who's working can just get rid of that bracha, you don't even have to include it in the abridged version of his benching, would prove that it's not Doraisa. If it was, you should at least have to mention it in the abridged version of the worker's benching. Amar of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Mirta Mishmei Derav, Teida da Hatov HaMetiv Lav Doraisa. I'll give you another proof that Hatov HaMetiv is not Doraisa. Shaharei Poseach Bab Bevarach, Ve'in Chosein Bab Bevarach. It's one of the few exceptions, one of the few brachos that starts with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, but does not end with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Kidesanya, Kol HaBrachos Kulan Poseach Bahen Bevarach V'Chosein Bahen Bevarach. Most brachos that we say begin and end with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, chutz mi birkas apero, so brachos on fruit do not end with Baruch Atah Hashem, u birkas hamitzvos do not end with Baruch Atah Hashem, u bracha hasmucha lachaverta, which basically means when you have a whole bunch of brachos that are next to each other, for example, like in Shmona Esrei, where every bracha, aside from the first one, does not start with Baruch Atah Hashem, u bracha achrona shebekriyas Shema, right, now that refers to the bracha that we say after Shema, like the bracha of Gal Yisrael. So the Gemara says about all these exceptions, ends. Yesh mehen sheposeach b'hen bevarach ve'in chosein bevarach. The yesh mehen shechosein b'hen bevarach ve'in poseach bevarach. So these are the exceptions. Some of these start with Baruch Atah Hashem but don't end with Baruch Atah Hashem, and some are the opposite.
There are a lot of exceptions.
There are, yeah, correct. There are a lot of exceptions. Okay, it's every other brachas. The Gemara says v'hatov v'hamitiv poseach bevarach ve'in chosein bevarach. So hatov v'hamitiv starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, but it does not end with Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Gemara says michlal de bracha bifnei atzmahi. So what was that? What? So in other words, the Gemara says that the implication is that the bracha of hatov v'hamitiv is a standalone bracha. It's an independent bracha, because if it wasn't, if hatov v'hamitiv was part of the regular benching, it should not have required a baruch atah Hashem in the beginning, because it would have been a bracha hasmucha l'chaverta. It would have been included in the other brachos. V'amar Rav Nachman. Okay, so again, that's another proof that hatov v'hamitiv is not d'oraisa. So now the Gemara brings a third proof. V'amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak tida da hatov v'hamitiv lav d'oraisa. I'll bring you a third proof that hatov v'hamitiv is not d'oraisa. Shaharei right, we don't say atov hamitiv when you're in a shiva house. How do we know that? Kidasanya mahim omrim beves avel. What should an avel say in a shiva house in benching? So according to the Tanakhama, you say baruch atov hamitiv like you would for normal benching. But Rabbi Akiva omer, you say baruch dayan ha'emes. So the Gemara says atov hamitiv in dayan ha'emes lo. So it sounds like you're only saying, in other words, specifically dayan ha'emes and not atov hamitiv. The Gemara says no. Elaim af atov hamitiv. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't only say dayan ha'emes. You say it in addition to So Gemara ends up rejecting this third proof that you don't say atov hamitiv in a shiva house is actually not true lahalacha. But there are two other proofs from the Gemara before that atov hamitiv is in fact not to oraisa. Okay, so now the Gemara says marzutra ikla levei Rav Ashi isra beimilsa. So marzutra went to Rav Ashi's house and he was sitting shiva. So the Gemara says pasach uvarich. So he made the following bracha: hatov hamitiv kel emes dayon emes shofet v'tzedek lokeach b'mishpat v'shalid ba'olamo la'asos bo kirtzano kichol d'rachav mishpat shehakol shalom v'anachnu amo v'avadav uvechol anachnu chayavim lehodos lo levarcho goder pirtzos b'Yisrael hu yigdoras hapirtzah hazos b'Yisrael lechaim. This is basically just a very long way of saying Hashem, you know, runs the world. He does what he wants, and he should, you know, fix all the things that are broken. You know, the fact, you know, the fact that he took one of my relatives. But again, you see from this story, the fact that Marzutra said this bracha would lead us to believe that you're supposed to say both Hatova Hamitiv and Dayan Ha'emes, which is exactly what the Gemara said in the previous line. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to what we were talking about earlier, which is yeah. What was that?
Where do you get the Nisach bracha?
Great question. It sounds like he made it up. Yeah, I don't think there's a basis for this anywhere in Tanakh, as far as I know. So the Gemara asks, Lehichan uchozer. So again, this is going back to yesterday's discussion on yeah. To say this whole nusach here, I don't know if you say this whole nusach here. It says in the Masoras Hashas that it comes from a Mishnah in Maseches Smachos. So okay, maybe I don't know. I'm not sure if this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, this whole nusach. As far I don't remember. Okay, so the Gemara now asks, okay, good. So the Gemara asks, Lehichan hu chozer. So again, we're talking about a case where, let's say, two people are benching, and you're the third guy who's still in the middle of eating, and now, you know, it's 20 minutes later, and now you want to bench yourself. So the question is, where should you continue from? Where should you start your benching? So the Gemara says, it's a machlokas. Rav Zvid Mishmei Diabai Yomar Chozer L'Rosh. You start over, which is exactly what we do. You start benching from the beginning. However, V'Rabbanan Amrei L'Makom Shepasak. V'Hilchasel L'Makom Shepasak. So even though the Gemara says that we continue from where they stopped, in other words, remember, we said that according to Rav Sheshes, that Zimun goes to the end of the first bracha, according to that, you would actually start benching from Noda Lecha. But we don't actually do that, even though the Gemara says, Hilchasa L'makom Shepasak, L'maisa, we actually start from the beginning of benching. So the Gemara says, Amar Le'Reish Galusa L'Rav Sheshes, Afal Gav D'Rabbanan Kashishe Atun, even though these rabbis are much older, but but the Persians are much more refined in their etiquette at meals. Namely, bizman shehein shtei mitos, when you have two couches that they were eating at, gadol meisev barosh v'sheni lo lamala himenu. So the greatest person at the meal would sit at the head, and the one who was second to him would sit above him. Uvizman shehein shalosh, if there were three people at the meal, so then gadol meisev ba'em. So the greatest would be in the middle, sheni lo lamala himenu, shlishi lo lamata himenu. So again, then the second guy would be above him, the third guy would be below him. So Amar Lehi, he says, but if you put the greatest person in the middle and he wants to talk to the guy, the second guy who's above him, he's going to have to, you know, like sit up, and it's not going to be bechavud for him to do that. So why are you putting him in a position where he's going to have to sit up and talk to him? So really, he says, no. Shiny parsoi demachvei lebemacho. He says the Persians are different because the Persians typically wouldn't speak during meals; they would make hand motions. So you didn't need to sit up in order to make hand gestures. You could still recline in your chair, and it would be the same. So therefore, they put the greatest person in the middle. Okay, so now,
they didn't talk with their mouth closed.
Well, yeah, correct. We actually saw that earlier in the Gemara. Yeah.
So we learned earlier that three people were together.
Yeah.
None of them was greater than the other one.
Correct. Correct. So then they just
So if you have three Persians that are the same, did they consider themselves?
Well, this is a little bit different because that Gemara yesterday was talking about the fact that they shouldn't bench with the Zeman if they're all on the same level. Here we're just talking about where to sit them at the table. That's the issue.
But if they're all the same status, do they all sit?
Oh, they're all three the same status. So then they probably should all sit on the same. You should all.
Are they complimenting this or just saying
it's different? No, I mean, it sounds like they're complimenting. That was the whole point when the Gemara said that, even though the rabbis are old and experienced, but look, the Persians have a much better etiquette at meals than we do. So it sounds like they were thinking this is the ideal way that you should be, acting or comporting yourself at a meal. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. It's also a good question. How do you know who's considered the most chashuv? I would assume it's based on Torah knowledge. I don't really know. I'm not sure. I know it's not 100% clear how you define that. Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara says Mayim Rishonim. What? Okay, maybe. So the Gemara says Mayim Rishonim Mehichan Maschilin. So when you're washing Netilas Yadayim before the meal, so which person should be the first one to wash? So Omar Leimin Hagadol. You should start from the greatest person should be the first one to wash. So the Gemara says, well, hang on 1 second. Yashav Gadol the Yishmor Yadav Achen Notlin Kulan. But if the greatest person is the first to wash, he's going to be sitting there waiting while everybody else washes, which is also not bechavu to him. So the Gemara says, you're right. Omar Le La Alter Maisu Taka Kame. In the times of the Gemara, everyone used to eat at their own little mini tables. So when you wash, you weren't waiting for everyone else to wash, you just sat down and ate. So therefore, the greatest person should wash Netilas Yadayim, have his little table rolled into him, and then he can go ahead and eat. Then the Gemara says, what about Mayim Achronim Mehicha Maschil? What about washing Mayim Achronim? Who should be the first to wash that? So Amar Leh Min HaKatan, the lowliest person, the least chashuv person there should be the first to wash Mayim Achronim. The Gadol, Yosef V'yadav Mezuah Mosach Notlin Kulam, but asks the Gemara, so then what? The greatest person is going to sit there with his hands dirty and filthy until everyone else washes their hands? So Amar Leh says no. They wouldn't remove the table from in front of the most chashuv person until everybody else washed. In other words, the reason why he wasn't washing wasn't because, we're going to force him to sit here with his hands dirty. It's because he was still in the middle of eating. He still was going to finish up his meal as everyone else was going to wash Mayim Achron.
So is this trying to say that when you finish eating, you shouldn't wash your hands from all the gook and everything else?
No, you should. You should. In other words, at some point you have to wash Mayim Achron.
No, I'm assuming, not talking about Mayim, you can't wash your hands. Only Mayim Achronim, you have to sit there. Like many people, when they finish eating, or they have chicken grease or things like that, they get up, they wash their hands.
So that's different. That's different. This Gemara is not actually talking about the formal thing that we call Mayim Achronim. It just means washing your hands that are dirty after the meal, which could be one of the reasons why we wash Mayim Achronim. By the way, the real story of Mayim Achronim appears in Maseches Chulin. That's really where the topic of Mayim Achronim, what we call Mayim Achronim comes up. This Gemara is more talking about etiquette. It's talking about who should be the first guy to get up to clean their hands before benching, which is less of a less of a formal technical din. It's just more of an etiquette thing. So the Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes, Ana Masniso Yadani. He says, I know a Braisa. Disanya, Ketzad Seder Haseba. What's the proper way of reclining at a meal? Bizman Shehin Shte Mitos. If there are only two couches, so Gadol Mese Barosh Visheni Lo Lamata Himen. So then the greatest person sits at the head, and the one who's second to him should sit beneath him. Pa Bizman Shehin Shalosh Mitos. If there are three couches, Gadol Mese Barosh Sheni Lo Lamala Himenu Shlishi Lo Lamata Himenu. So again, this is what we saw earlier, right? The greatest person sits in the middle, then the second person sits above him, and then the third person sits below him. Then the Gemara says, Mayim Harishonim Maschilim and Hagadol. Mayim Acharonim, we said, Bizman Shehim Hey Maschilim and Hagadol. If there are five people who are eating there, so then you start from the greatest person and work your way down, right? But Uvizman Shehim Mayim, let's say there are 100 people at this meal, so then Maschilim and Hagadol, you start from the lowest person. Ad Shemagi, well, sort of, we'll see. So Ad Shemagiyim Eitzel Hey, the Chozer Maschilim Hagadol. So this is kind of a very odd thing. If you have 100 people, you let the first 95 wash, in other words, from 100 up to number 6. Then once you get to number 5, you go back to number 1, and then you work your way down to number 5. That's what the Gemara says. That's the order in which they're supposed to wash. And again, Rashi says that this Gemara is Lav Dafka. It says the same could be true if you have 10 people, you have 50 people, right? As long as you have more than 5, the assumption is that once you get up to the top 5, you then go from 1 to 5 as opposed from 5 to 1. That's what the Gemara assumes.
Why 5 is important?
Not sure. I don't know. It's not clear from the Gemara why five bedafka, but I think the point is that at a certain point it shows that you are the most chashuv of the group. Meaning, in other words, it's one thing to say, okay, it's not bechavud for me to get up and sit around while 100 people are watching. But I don't know why dafka five. Once you get to a certain point, so I want to demonstrate that, you know, I'm number one out of the group. So therefore you have to switch the order once you get to a certain point. Again, I don't know why the number five was the number that they chose, but that number is supposed to reflect that.
Doesn't have to wait too long.
Right. That, right. Well, I mean, if there are 100 people, he's already been waiting for 95 people to watch. So it's already. I don't know. I don't know why the number five Adafka. Well, right. That's true. Also, that's true. Yeah. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Ulamakum shemayim acharonim chozrin l'sham bracha chozeres," and the place where the mayim achronim reverts to, that's where the bracha starts. Meaning to say, the first person to wash mayim achronim should also be the one to lead the benching. And the Gemara says, "Misayei alei l'rav de amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi amar Rav kol hanoto yada ba'acharona tchila who mezuma lebracha." The first guy to wash mayim achronim is the person who should be leading the benching. The Gemara says, "Rav v'Rabbi Chiya havuyase besudasa kamei de Rabbi." So they were eating a meal in front of Rabbi. Amar le Rabbi l'Rav kum hasheyadcha. So Rabbi says to Rav, go and wash your hands. So the Gemara says, Chazi de kamirtas. He saw that Rav was trembling. He thought he was being told off for doing some kind of an avera, and he was being told to leave the meal. That's why he was being told to wash his hands. So Amar le says, no, bar pachti. Bar pachti means like a son of a noble person. It's like an honorary priest, right? Ayim if yirkas mizona ka Amar lach. No, all Rabbi was telling you was, go lead the benching. He wasn't dismissing you from the meal. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, ein mechabdin lo bedrachim velo b'ksharim velo b'yadayim mezu hamos. That there is no concept of honoring someone greater than you when you're traveling on the road, when you're traveling on a bridge, or when your hands are dirty. Meaning, in those cases, you just go ahead and, you know, do what you need to do and don't let someone pass before you. So the Gemara says, Ravin ve'abaye havu ka'azle b'orcha. They were, you know, Ravin and Abaye were both traveling on the road. So kad mechamre de Ravin li de Abaye velo amar le nezalmar. So Ravin's donkey passed by Abaye's donkey, and he basically didn't ask Abaye permission to let his donkey go first. So Abaye said to himself, since Ravin got back from Eretz Yisrael, he's been very arrogant. He didn't even say, you know, can I please pass by you? So the Gemara says, Kimata lepischa debei kenishta, but when he got to the entrance to the shul, then Amar le ne'almar. Then Ravin says, you know, enter master. So Abaye said to Ravin, v'arhashta lav marana, what, and before when we were traveling on the road, on the bridge, I wasn't the master that you greet me that way. So I really know. Right. In other words, the halacha is that you only show honor to someone at an entranceway where there's a mezuzah. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? The isba mezuzah in the leisba mezuzah low. In other words, but if that's true, that there's no concept of honoring someone where there's no mezuzah, ela me'ata beis hakneses or beis hamedrash, the leisba who mezuzah hachinami dein mechabdin. Right. We know that the halacha is that a shul and a beis medrash do not require a mezuzah. So what if a rav is about to walk through the entrance to a shul, I don't have to let him go first? The Gemara says, no, what it means is Elaima Bethesah Harai Lemezuzah. It means that you only have to let someone go first and honor them at a doorway, at an entranceway, which is fit to have the mezuzah on it. That's the, in other words, even though it doesn't technically have a mezuzah, that's the case where you have to let them go first.
The rule of ladies first, right?
Something like that, yeah. Okay, should we go on a little bit? So it's still a little early. So let's try to go to the two dots. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Berei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav, Eina Mesubin Rashayin Le'echol Klum Ad Sheyitom Havotzeh. The people who are sitting around at the meal are not allowed to eat anything until the guy who broke the bread, the Baal Abayis, eats the bread first. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Safra V'ka'amar Lit'om Itmar. So Rav Safra amended the statement. He says, it's not that Le'echol, it's not that they can't eat, but they can't even taste anything. So the Gemara says, L'may Nafkam, what's the difference? Like, either way, they're not allowed to eat. The Gemara says, really, there is no difference, but Shechayiv Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabba, we have a concept, this is based on a Mishnah, Maseches Idios, that says that a student is supposed to repeat the things that he heard from his Rebbe in the exact language that he heard. So even though there is no practical difference between, in this case, between Le'achol and Lit'om, in other words, the Gemara says, you just have to use the same language that your Rebbe used. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shnayim Mamtinin Zela Zeba Ka'ara, Shlosha In Mamtinin. If two people are eating together, so one guy has to wait for the other guy before he starts eating, but if you're three people, then all bets are off. You can just go ahead and eat right away. The Gemara says, Habotzea, who poshet yadu tchila? So the guy who breaks the bread, he should be the one to eat first. However, vimbo lachlo kavod l'rabo o l'misha god l'imenu, harishos b'yadu. But if he wants to give that kavod to someone else, to a Rebbe, to someone greater than him, then obviously he can do that. Rabba bar barchana hava asik le lebrei beirav Shmuel barav ketina. He was making a wedding for his son in the house of Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara says, kadim b'yasev v'kamas le lebrei. So he started teaching his son some of the halachos of proper etiquette at meals. And he said, that you're not allowed to break off the bread from the challah until everyone answers amin to the bracha of hamotzi. Rechista amar mipi rov ha'onim. He says you only have to wait for the majority of people to finish answering amin. So amar li rami barchama maishna ruba diakati lokalia bracha miyuta nami lokalia bracha. Why only by the majority? Because in other words, if the majority have not finished answering amin yet, so obviously the bracha is not over. But even if the minority of people have not finished answering amin, the bracha should also not be over yet. So what's the difference? Amar li no shani omer. I'm sorry. He says shani omer kol ha'ona amin yoser midai eno elato. If a person answers amin excessively, then he's making a mistake, and this will lead us into tomorrow. We'll see in the next part of the Gemara regarding the idea of different ways that are problematic to say amin. Okay, stop here. Go ahead.